I'm literally gonna show you God rejected Muhammad.
Go on then.
Get your Bible out, turn your Bible to Genesis 17. Ends all of Islam. Most people who've been here know what I'm talking about. Watch this. Whoa. Let me
finish. But you have to understand something at this point before you get too excited. All you've done to me right now.
The food is coming.
I'll explain what it is. All you've done to me right now is the same as a Hindu saying to me, I'm going to prove to you that Ganesh had the head of an elephant. So what? Well, go on.
Wait a minute.
Is your prophet a descendant of Ishmael? Yes or no?
I believe so, yes.
It's either yes or no.
I believe so, yes.
He is a descendant of Ishmael, which is the son of Abraham, right?
I believe so, yes.
We're going to see what God said about that whole lineage. You ready?
Well, what you believe
Follow
God said.
Me.
What you believe God said.
No. This is what he said.
What you believe he said. According to you.
Call it what you want. You call it what you want. I'm going to read it.
Yeah, you can read it.
Watch this. All right. Then God said, verse 15, to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife. Listen. You shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her, and I will give you a son by her. Me and you can agree, Ishmael is already there by Hagar. He already had a son called Ishmael that he had from Hagar. So God made another promise that he's going to give him a son through Sarah, his wife. Let's see what he says. And she shall be a mother of nations. Kings and people shall be from her. Watch this. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed. He had the nerve to laugh at God. When God said, I'm in preacher mode now. He about to have a son. Watch me. This is about to get good. Watch. Hey, get your popcorn out. About to get good. And it says this. Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old, and shall Sarah, who is 90, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael may live before you. Wait a minute. God promised him another son. He's still talking about the other one. Now, Ron, now put that in a rap. Anybody that's rapping down there, put that in there. God promised him another son, but Abraham is still worried about the other one. So he told God, oh, that Ishmael may live before you. Then God said, Chad, let's educate him real quick. What did God say? Two letters. Look down. Look down. No. Look down. What's that two-letter word? What does it say down there? N-O. God said no. Sarah, your wife, shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. Listen, I'm not done. It gets so much better than this. Yeah, I know you get nervous. Watch this. And you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. Watch this. And as for Ishmael, Abraham, I've heard you. Mm-hmm. All of Islam is built on what I'm about to say next. But what they don't read is what happened after. Watch this. And as for Ishmael, I've heard you. Behold, I've blessed him, and I will make him fruitful, and I will multiply him exceedingly, and he shall get 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. Mm-hmm. Sound good, don't it? Sound good, huh? A lot of stuff he promised to Ishmael, didn't he? I'm talking to you, right?
Yeah. According to what you believe, yeah.
It sounds great. Unfortunately, he didn't stop. Listen. If it wasn't for that three-letter word, everybody in the chat, go ahead and type it in. It's a word that has three letters that holds all of the weight of Islam on it. It starts with a B. What does that say? Read the chat.
I've heard your argument
before. Well, no. What does it say? Read it.
I've heard your argument.
He said, I will make him a great nation, but Abraham, chill out. Wait, chill out. No, you're doing too much. I will bless him. I will multiply him. I will give him 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation, but Abraham, but. What does he say? But my covenant, my everlasting covenant will be what? Through Isaac.
Finish him.
Was a covenant
well,
condition.
You're telling me you built a whole religion, 2.4 billion people, on a promise made to Ishmael that has no covenant attached.